This is an audio recording of the North Hewish Parish Council meeting on Tuesday, the 4th of August 2020. As this was an online meeting, the audio quality is variable.
Well, shall we start in the hopes that somebody else will join us? We've only got half an hour, obviously. So, open forum. We have one issue that's come up in open forum, which is a request from the trustee of the Tennis and Croquet Club for our opinion on their intention to ask for a way leave agreement to put a trench through the community land and the park to put electricity and water into the tennis club. They haven't done this yet. The proposal is in the winter, and they wanted to know our thoughts on this project. Now, whether or not we give our thoughts now or whether we defer it for next month, because you know they've just given us this opportunity, I don't know whether we have any choice to stop it waiting for you, but they obviously want to...
I think they just want to know how you actually feel about it more than anything else.
Okay. I suppose beyond that has to be that we are the custodians of the community land and the play park. Obviously, it would involve digging a trench. It would involve reinstating that trench all at their expense. But it's really just whether or not we felt that was an appropriate thing to do with the land, really.
Dare I ask, would it involve any legal organisation to grant a way leave? I mean, I don't know.
Well, the way leave would be provided by Western Power, I think.
But we'd have to get permission for them to cross our land. Is there a legal requirement on that?
To be honest, we've had way leave across our land. I'm not sure that we could block it. I think it's just a question of whether we'd be comfortable with it. Yeah, thank you, Maribel.
But we come to you for guidance. I mean, when something goes across your land and you give permission for it,
yes,
presumably that must have to happen with a certain degree of legal
agreement. It does.
So some legal contract would have to be drawn up.
Yeah, it will
presumably
be.
Then,
I approached, obviously, separately.
Yeah.
It would be very distorted. Sound on my...
strange time, isn't there? All I'm concerned about is this...
Someone is causing feedback on the call. I don't know who it is.
No. But if there is a legal requirement, would we insist on the tennis club picking up the cost of that? It would be my question.
We will have to have some legal agreement. There'll be some sort of way to
agree. That's one of the considerations, anyway, isn't it?
Jonathan?
Yes.
We're talking about way leave from the tennis club?
Yeah, so can I just... Right, looking at the details of the documentation that they've sent through, you need to think they're going to first of all put an easement through, and that's going to be put across our land. Okay? If we have an easement granted, first of all, we need to have a solicitor look at it. It's going to be registered to our title... so it will always be on there. The other thing to think about, the easement has what's called a sterilisation strip. So as that pipe goes through the land, either side of it, we will not be able to either place anything, dig anything, or do anything to it. So that's something you've got to bear in mind. Normally, if I was acting for a client, I would turn around and say there must be some kind of fee or compensation for that grant of easement. It would only be right that I advise us as councillors that we should be looking to get something from them on behalf of the parish. It is parish, parish owned that land. So we've got solicitors' fees, we've got the easement itself and some kind of fee we should receive from that. There's the sterilisation of it. The other thing, and it's registered to our land. Secondly, the other points, of course, are reinstatement. So we've got to think about that while it's being put in, is how are we going to manage or securely keep people off from our health and safety point of view? So should we shut the play park to be done while it's happening? because it's going to be, I think, quite hard to be able to let people in and out, because I think it's going to go straight across the gateway. I'm looking at it on the plan, is where they're proposing it. And then the other thing is reinstatement. So, of course, putting the land back to what it was previously. So there will be the land when it goes back. There will, of course, be some kind of subsided or, you know, sink there a little bit. So it's going to need something doing to it in future months afterwards. It will need grass seeding back. And there's all these costs to bear. Also, I think where they're talking about putting it, I think our gates are in the way. I wasn't too sure if they haven't agreed completely to it. So that's something we probably need to think about. If they're going to take all that down, are they going to put it all back again? But my main concern is, A, it's going to be registered, so we need to have a solicitor look at it, and B, we should be looking to get some kind of payment for it.
Well, first of all, I think we should be sure that we're not incurring any expense, clearly. Mm. Secondly, I think we should say that I think the trustees of the tennis club should come to us, either if we have a real meeting or a virtual meeting. I mean, this is not something we want to backwards and forwards. You know, they need to come and see what is required of us. And they have to make their case, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, they've made the case in outline because they've told us what they want to do. But at the same time, I think they have to be made aware of the implications of using public land.
Mm.
So I think it's not something we want to be doing in correspondence. I think somebody should attend at a meeting, hopefully a proper meeting, not sort of, you know, one of these, because then you've got more direct access to what people are saying.
I mean, do they have to come through that land? Is there anywhere else they could go with it?
Well, no, because it's taking off from Church Walk, so really I suppose they could go through the footpath and across the road, but then means digging up the road. I suppose it was digging up the road in either case, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It would be an extensive digging for them then.
And it would say, Tony?
They could go around the playground, going through the field, but that would be an awfully extensive bit of work, digging up the field for a long, long way. I don't think one could justify that, in all honesty.
Well, and the other thing we must think, remember that sterilisation. So if they put that pipe in, we won't be able to do anything, technically, anything over the top of it or within a certain meterage of each side. So and if we're looking to put something else into the park or do something different, then you've got to think about that. Sorry, Guy.
Sorry, Guy, we can't hear you.
No, you get,
just thinking how big the pipe is, but could they, if they want to go across the road at some point, could they put a mole through? Because that's what a lot of people do these days, is to tunnel under rather than...
As long as they've got space both sides.
As I understand it, the electricity board will look after the road side of things. The only part we're interested in is the field side of things and the play park.
This is clearly quite a complicated issue. Could easily take up the rest of this meeting if we're not careful. Would it be worth asking them to present this as a formal proposal perhaps in the next meeting?
I think we should be given a month to work it out, because they've got to come back to us, address these issues, because clearly, you know, the nuisance is to us, not to them. I mean, the carrot they were dangling in front of us was that, but of course, if they've got electricity and water, they've got shower facilities and all this sort of thing, it would be a useful venue for the village to use. Well, you know, that's a bit like putting in a housing development and say there's going to be 30% of affordable housing, isn't it? You know, it's basically a nonsense.
You mean we've been there?
So I think they should...
Can I suggest that Jonathan picks this up and runs with it? He seems to know what he's talking about, whereas the rest of us are in the dark a little bit.
If Jonathan could present what we would have to do to enable this, then when they come to us formally with their proposal, then, you know, we can say, well, what about this, that and the other? Why are you smiling?
Because I feel like I've just been nominated without putting my hand up. Yeah, that's fine. That's not a problem. I will
You're
do that.
You're waving your hand about. That's good enough.
I'm holding on to the telephone and not moving very much, if I can.
If you want to, Jonathan, you could do it through me to them, whichever way you're happiest.
Yeah, no, I've got no problems with that, Tony. The best thing we can do is if from a parish council, I'm taking it that we are at the moment not.
You're not terribly happy about.
No, we're just saying a possible might not. We want to see the facts, kind of thing. Is that
you
right?
We want you to come back with answers to our questions, basically.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Right. Well, then, Tony, what I need you to do is, if you like, put my name forward and my contact details, and they can contact me directly, and then
that's
I can deal. And then I'll deal with it as and when. All right.
Yep. We'll do.
Okay. Right. So, anything else in open forum?
Not that I know of.
Okay. The only thing I would, it's probably highways actually, but I wouldn't mention in passing that when we commented on the road from up towards Langford Barton, up the road from, they've done all the patching up there. So, that was, you know, disruptive but useful. Mm-hmm. But that's really probably highways, I guess. Let me grab the agenda. Decorations of interest we've already had.
We've had close to Sigur Mary's one, sir.
Indeed. Apologies for absence. Presumably Robert Steer.
Presumably. Everyone else is here now.
Yep. So agree the minutes of the meeting held on the 14th of July, which I haven't got in front of me, and I don't have to sign anyway. And we have a proposal.
I'm happy to propose that.
Yeah. Okay.
Great, sir. Evening, David.
Evening.
Matters arising?
Not an awful lot. I haven't heard anything about the Colmar View Farm decision. I don't know if that's been made yet.
The interactive speed sign on the main road into Avonwick, which wasn't working, worked briefly.
Yeah, I had a report from Highways, David, saying they'd been and checked it, and when they checked it was working, that they would keep checking it.
But it's working now.
Well, I'll write back
how
to them again.
How far did you go?
Yeah. Well, I've seen it work.
I didn't speed there, Jonathan, because I'm on a warning.
Yes, well, and Liz was in the seat. That's all right.
It's definitely very intermittent and more intermittent, I think, but it needs attention.
I think it might be worth mentioning that again.
I'll go by Councillor Hoskin, if you like, because he's got a tree to highways that is more effective than mine.
Okay, fine. Anything else arising? In that case, if I could, I take it Councillor Hosking isn't with us, he isn't with us, but...
I've got a small report for him, sorry if I can find it on this other machine. He says that if he can be, he will be here, but he's not very hopeful. he deals a bit with the work that the county's done due to this virus thing. I'll send this to you later on. Really nothing to deal with now. Seems to want contacts from us for a voluntary support organisation of sorts, but we've not been involved with that at all. My feeling is he's probably talking to bigger parishes than us. But apart from that, no,
okay.
it's almost all COVID.
Okay, if I could then invite District Councillor Pinnell to give us a report if he has one, and welcome him to our meeting.
I did send him to Tony.
I have got it, yeah.
She's basically, apart from the report I said last month, which was had a lot more information in it, not a lot has happened since then. The main thing is the council has agreed to provide £88,000 in funding to Fusion Leisure so that the leisure centres, Ivybridge and Kingsbridge partly, and then Dartmouth can be mocked. Ivybridge can be opened, Kingsbridge can be partly opened, and Dartmouth can be mocked for the time. And Ivybridge Pool has apparently opened this week, so I haven't tried it yet. And the only other thing to add to that is that we're having a meeting at the council tomorrow to deal with how we react if we get a local lockdown. It's called a breakout meeting. I thought it was, at first it was turned out the sort of meeting we're going to have. No, it's a meeting about a local breakdown. So we'll be getting more information about how we will deal with that. And as time is short, I'll leave it to you for initial questions.
Thank you very much. I've got your written reports, Guy. I'll send it around to everyone after the meeting.
Thanks.
Okay, planning. As far as I'm aware, we're an item, which is the rebuild of the wall at Avalon.
Yeah.
Which I don't know quite when we've got a report, but I think it's beginning of September, actually.
Yeah, but let's look at it today, I think.
Yeah. To give a bit of context to people who don't live in the village, the hedge that was there screening the house was sort of, well, taken out, basically, and is left with a wall about 2.5 or 3 foot high.
They want to put in a 6 foot one, don't they?
Yeah, well, the house is very exposed at the moment, and quite what the thinking was to take the hedge down, I'm not sure. But I personally think that it would be an improvement if there was some sort of barrier there. I don't know what anybody else thinks.
Can you see this I'm sharing or not?
I beg your pardon?
We've got your map.
You have? So it's, yeah. am I right in saying it's this boundary along the roadside here?
Yeah.
Which at the moment is very open. Tristram would be the man who sees most of it.
See most of Tristram.
Well,
they can indeed. I'm sure at the moment they have a lovely view in this meeting.
Yeah. But I mean, it is very open and very stark. I mean, quite what the thinking was to take the hedge, I don't know. But obviously, things have happened in the meanwhile. I don't know if according to the property holder has since deceased, but it would seem to me. I don't have an opinion, obviously, but anything would be an improvement.
I think the hedge was taken down by the deceased property holder, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it functional to his death?
No.
It's a block wall with a stone facing about 6 foot high. I mean, my feeling is it would probably fit in nicely with other stone walls around the village.
Mm. And the hedge was kind of over the top, really, to the extent of 80 feet. I think any sort of barrier would really be an improvement.
I mean, I can't think that is. So it is 1.8 metres high. I mean, I'm just going to share the same photo again. Yeah. The only condition I would say is that the stone matches the wall that's already there, or is there a small wall along there, isn't there, Tristram, if you look out your window?
There is a wall there at the moment, and it would be appropriate for any wall to match that style.
Because you certainly don't want it matching the property, because if I remember, the property's like rendered with kind of capping on the corner and things like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it does indeed have delightful concrete quoins.
Oh, concrete quoins, yeah, well done, yeah, that's it.
I think a bit of folly. In another world.
Someone else call it. Anyway, yes, you're quite right.
So I think, could I invite anybody to sort of say what they think?
I've got no problems agreeing to it. It's subject to the condition that it matches the face of the stone wall that is already there.
Everybody else got an opinion?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
I think, Tony, we can probably include that condition and support it.
Right, will do.
Okay, thank you. No other planning, I don't think?
No.
Correspondence?
The only correspondence of note has either been sent on to you or it's the two reports that I've got to send to you.
Sure. Well, I mean, we've all, I think, seen those. Hmm. Finance?
Right. We've had an income of 32p, I love that, interest, and we've spent £96 on bug holes. So our balance at the moment is £7,796.42. We do have an invoice from Mr. Cooper for work done in the park. Remember, this is work that we agreed.
Yeah.
If I run through it quickly, I can email it to you, but it comes to a total of £460.66. That it covers refelting the roof, shelter one, and replacing both swings, repairing the bench, preserving and staining the shelter, the bench and the steps, and repairing the gate. Now, there's one item outstanding, and that's putting some sort of preservative on the wood that forms the support timing frame and things, you know, all the big bits of wood. Mr. Cooper was a bit concerned about what he could use for that in terms of preservative that isn't going to damage children climbing on it. With Councillor Pennell's support and help, I've got a reply giving us an email address of a company that deals in such things. Now, I've passed that on to Mr. Cooper for him to contact the firm direct so that he can tell them what he wants and, you know, what he wants to use it for. If he gets the right decision back from them, right offer, I would suggest we let him go ahead with putting that preservative on the wood. Not an essential thing, in as much as that wood should already be well preserved, but it's both an addition to what we've got in terms of preserving, but it's also a visual thing. It'll make the place look nicer. Mm. And I think the better we keep it looking, the more likely we are to keep it in good condition.
Yeah, that's practice. I mean, I have noticed that there are people using the park.
Yeah.
Bit of a surprise, but there we are.
I don't know if you've noticed, I have put a notice up there. One that I got from South Hams in terms of open parks, detailing what parents should do if they go in there in terms of the fact that the park isn't constantly cleaned by us. We're not in a position to do it. South Hams isn't generally with its parks. The fact that children should have to write stuff on their hands, things to keep them COVID-free, and that when they the park, it's advisable for the parents to take their clothes and wash them when they get home. I very much doubt that these things are happening. But we've given the advice that South Hams is giving to its parks generally. And I think as long as we've done that, we've stated that we cannot keep the park COVID-free. We don't have the ability to do that. Parents must then take that responsibility and do it for themselves. And that seems to cover us legally as far as South Hams is concerned. Because there's no way you can have someone wandering behind kids in the park. Wifey and surfaces they've touched, and we just didn't possible. And I think South Hams recognises that.
I think that's fine. So that, is that finance?
Yeah, can I have the acceptance of the bill for Richard? Can I pay that, please?
Yeah.
And that's it then.
Okay. Mobile phone survey, we're considering that.
I think Guy wants say something there.
Oh, sorry.
Can't hear you.
Hello, Peter.
Can you hear me?
Good.
Yeah. That better.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah, so we do the same in Brent, I think, elsewhere. You can't put, you can't have somebody wiping it down every time everybody uses it. And you can't put stuff to your hands near the gate.
You can't leave it there, no, get nicked.
You vandalise it. So I think you're doing the right thing with Southbound's advice.
Thank you, Guy.
Thank you very much. Mobile phone survey, where are we with that?
So I circulated a draft report to you before our council's meeting of April. I know that at least one of the council has read it. But I was going to ask at the April meeting whether we would be happy for us to, publish the results of that survey to the public, pass it on to the mobile telephone industry body, and see would it be worth us sending it to the local MP?
Well, I would have thought tick to all of them. Anybody else have a comment on that? I mean, the survey has been done, which is obviously of some value to the parishioners, so they ought to know that it's been done and know what the results are. And anything that will provide us with any leverage to get better mobile phone service, I think, would be useful.
I agree with
Sorry, is there anything that the that South Hams can do to support this as well? Should it be, should Guy and Peter have a look at it as well?
So this is what, to try and improve the mobile phone signal in your area?
To get one, Peter.
Right. Instead of improving it, it'd be a good idea to start and get one.
Must be, there must be trying to, it must be, I don't know whether it be, I'm trying to think who would be responsible. I don't know.
It's the mobile phone providers, isn't it? But
there is an industry group who represents the mobile phone suppliers, and I made initial contact with them back in February, and they said they could forward the report to them to pass on to the relevant providers.
Well, they're ultimately the ones that are going to sort of make any difference, aren't they? Sorry, I can't be asking.
I think it's Devon rather than South Hams, because Devon are involved in the, have been involved in the partnership to improve broadband, and the other parish meetings. Peter and I've attended with Peter over the past year. It's Richard who normally does, of course. I'm sure we would support the, write a letter of support, but I think it's, you need to get hold of Richard and ask him to lead off on that. Andrew and Peter, I would suggest.
I think provide to both councils in that case, at least it's information that's out there then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can I suggest maybe a slightly different approach, slightly left field, but obviously the main mast that transmits mobile phone signals for pretty much all of the providers across a large part of South Devon is the one based at Marley Head. The owners of that, Mr. the Buckpits, would know which phone companies are using that, and maybe through a bit of you could actually, point out to the phone companies, and ask if there's anything that they can do to improve coverage from that mast to the Avonwick and to North Hewish area.
North Hewish is fine.
North Hewish is good.
What is what? Avonwick isn't.
Avonwick's the dead centre.
Yeah. Well, I wonder what, from a technical. Perhaps, who knows? They may be looking to try and improve. I don't know. I just wonder whether that might be a slightly more direct route, right, and a bit more of a local route rather than, going to some faceless bureaucrat somewhere in the country, who's got a mountain of other places to deal with at the same time. I will contact Mr. Buckpit and see if we can. Get anywhere from that direction.
That'd be useful. Thank you.
If you can get back to me, Peter, I'll pass on what you find to Tristram, who's looking after this for us.
Okay. Well, I can't guarantee I'll find out anything, but we'll try anyway.
Guy.
I mean, all four main. Companies use it, but I'm not quite sure who's in control of the strength or the height or any improvements for it. Most of them has just been taken over. Arqiva runs most of the mobile phone masts and television masts. That has been taken over by some name I can't remember.
I might have a bit of a difficulty on this one because my daughter works for EE, and when it comes to planning, I'm not allowed to get involved with anything that involves EE. It might be different, sort of writing a letter of support, but I have
I think the answer is probably to send the report to anybody that might be relevant, really, both councils and the industry body and so on.
Righto. Well, what I'll do then is I will circulate a final version of that report for you to double check over, and shall we say that if there are no objections to it within 7 days, I would publish it and send it off.
Sounds very good.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I will do that after this meeting then.
Thank you, Tristan. That's kind.
No problem.
Defibrillation, North Hewish, anything?
Pardon?
No progress at all to be mentioned on that one. That's
items for future meetings, then. No, I mean, that's an item for future meetings.
Well, that'll go forward, yeah.
I haven't jumped the gun. Highway matters, I think we've already discussed the pothole repairs up to Langford Barton, which was very welcome. The interactive sign on the main road we've discussed. Did anybody get anything back about Yellowberry Lane? Not Yellowberry's Lane. What am I groping for here?
I'm not sure. The other thing we brought up last time was the bridge and the that's been reported. I don't know if they've followed it up at all, but it's certainly been reported to Highways. You know, the overgrowing, I don't know, hedgerow or whatever, stopping people looking at the bridge as they come from Totnes.
Yeah. Okay, Penistone Lane is the word I was groping for. Have we ever heard any decision on that?
I can't remember what the question was.
Well, it was whether or not they were going to let it subside into a green lane or whether they were going to repair it.
Green lane seems to have died a natural, that we've had no more mention of those at all.
It died a death, but so is Penistone Lane dying anyway.
Oh, it's dying anyway, is it?
It's becoming a sort of quarry, really.
Well, they wanted to turn it into a green lane, didn't they?
Yeah. They did. Well, they were thinking about it, I think, when we last
heard. Would you like me to follow that up?
Would you mind?
It would be 5 minutes remaining, Mr. Chairman.
A couple of years ago, they were thinking of turning it into a green lane, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but we never got a decision on that.
No.
Thank you.
I'll chase that.
Items for future meetings, defibrillator, anything else? Okay. The date of the next meeting, 1st of September.
We better plan for it to be a virtual one again, because the advice I'm getting all the time is not to have actual meetings.
Okay. I don't want you to.
Also, we have a problem with opening up the church for meetings like that. We're allowed to open it up for services, but not for gathering meetings.
Indeed, yeah. Well, NALC is saying, whatever you're thinking, don't think of a meeting, just have virtual ones.
Okay, okay. Well, thanks for everybody. Thanks for Councillor Pennell, Councillor Sladen, for attending, and see you next month.
Thank you.